All right, we're taking a look at various ways that we can try to determine our ideal weight. And now the focus is body fat percentage. One that I was saying before that I kind of confused with, BMI. And I don't know, it's because if it's, you know, because I was just kind of sort of mixing it up into my own head, or if it's because of the way people were explaining it. But, well, I know it had to do with the way people were explaining it, because this first started becoming kind of a popular way to talk about ideal weight. People included discussion of body fat percentage with BMI. Well, let's see what body fat percentage is about. It's the weight of a person's fat divided by their total weight. The weight of a person's fat divided by their total weight. How much did your fat weigh? Because remember now, you're not all fat. There's some muscle there too. How much does your fat weigh? What is your fat's weight? And what is your total weight? Well, divide the weight of the fat by the total weight. Total body fat includes essential and storage fat. What is essential fat? That, you know, the person needs essential fat to survive. I know that for a long, long time, we were thinking that all fat is bad fat. That's pretty much the way it was presented to us, but not so. Essential fat plays a role in a wide range of bodily functionings. Functions for men, it's healthy to have 2 to 4% of the body composition as essential fat. For women, 10 to 13% is good to have as essential fat. According to ACE, the American Council on Exercise, 2 to 4% for men, 10 to 13% for women, essential fat. Now, what is storage fat? Fatty tissue protects the internal organs in the chest and the abdomen, and the body can use it, the storage fat, if necessary, for energy. So apart from the approximate guidelines for men and women, the ideal total fat percentage can depend on a person's body type or activity level. Now, this is what the American Council on Exercise recommends. These are the percentages that they recommend. They're looking at three things here. Activity level. Well, technically two things. Your activity level and your body type, whether male body type or female body type. So they're looking at two things, your level of activity and whether you're male or whether you're female. And these will be the percentages that they're recommending based on your activity level and whether you are a male or female. If your activity level, and these are the activity levels that they're going to be considering. Athletes, fit non-athletes, people who are not athletes, but they are fit. We don't play ball of any kind. We don't play baseball. We don't play football. We don't play hockey. We don't play soccer. We don't play any sport, but we are fit. Fit non-athletes. Then they have acceptable, overweight, obesity. Those are the categories of activity level that they're looking at. Athletes, fit non-athletes, acceptable, overweight, obesity. And then each of those activity levels as pertaining to a male or female. So let's start with athletes. The activity levels athlete for males, the ideal total fat percentage is from 6 to 13%. For ladies, the total fat percentage, 14 to 20%. For fit non-athletes, who are male, 14 to 17% total fat percentage, ideal. 14 to 17% is ideal if you are a fit non-athlete. For females who are fit non-athletes, ideal total fat percentage, 21 to 24%. Now, getting into, you know, that which is not as, you know, exciting, but still acceptable. It is the acceptable category for males. Ideal total fat percentage is 18 to 25%. For females, 25 to 31%. Overweight, the total fat percentage should be 26% to 37% for males. For females, 32% to 41%. Yes, they're talking about ideal total fat percentages for people who are obese. For males, 38% or more. Females, 42% or more. And of course, we know we don't want to be there. Overweight, obese, we don't want to be there. Try to get down to acceptable. And then let's see if we can get down to fit non-athletes at the very lowest. A high proportion of body fat can indicate a greater risk of diabetes, heart disease, high blood pressure, stroke. And that seems to be a common thing, regardless of which method of determining ideal weight we're using. Calculating body fat percentage may be a good way to measure a person's fitness level because it reflects the person's body composition. BMI, body mass index, in contrast, does not distinguish between fat and muscle mass. And it's important to know muscle mass has to be a part of the mix. You have to be considering that. People tell us all the time, and we read it all the time. Muscle is heavier than fat. If a person starts exercising, they start developing more muscle. They may either, you know, for the people who are wanting to lose weight, they may look at the scales and they may see that their weight is not going down, or, you know, it's holding steady, or it may even be going up slightly. But that's because more muscle is being added and muscle is heavier than fat. So in cases like that, there's nothing to be concerned about. And that's why some of the experts, whether they're exercise physiologists, dietitians, you name it, would say, hey, look, don't just go by the scale. Look at other factors as well. So how do we measure body fat? The most common ways of measuring body fat percentage is to use a skin fold measurement, which uses special calipers to actually pinch the skin. The health professional will measure tissue on the thigh, abdomen, chest for men, or upper arm for women. The techniques provide an accurate reading within around 3.5%, according to ACE. So other techniques include hydrostatic body fat measuring, which is underwater weighing, or air densitometry, which measures air displacement, or dual energy X-ray absorptiometry, or DXA, or the bioelectrical impedance analysis. Now, this is one of the caveats or disclaimers, I should say, that they give us. And I think this is good. In fact, I really appreciate them for saying this. Something to keep in mind. None of these can give a 100% accurate reading, but the estimates are close enough to give a reasonable assessment. And you can take comfort in knowing that many gyms and doctor's offices have devices for measuring a person's body fat percentage. So if you have a gym membership, maybe you've been going there for 4 or 5 months, maybe 9 months. You've always wondered what your body fat percentage is. Ask them if they can measure that for you. Back in just a few.